This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I wanna rock! Rock! I wanna rock! Rock!
All right, JT and Sal back on the Fan. I wanna get some LeBron said, which I find very interesting. The Yankee lineup is out here. This is a unique look here. Guess who's batting first today? Austin Wells. Huh. They're really exhausting the options here, huh? A little Jazz, a little Dominguez, a little Volpe, Austin Wells. Wells, Goldschmidt 2, Belly 3, and then it's a bunch of names, you know, some of them, whatever, but those are the big league guys there. All right, 888-808-1019 is the number. It's BT and Sound on the Fan. Back to the calls in a minute. Obviously, quarterback stuff. We'll see if we get some resolution with Stafford this weekend. St. John's hopefully cutting down some nets tomorrow as they wrap up the regular season. First sole possession of the Big East crown if they win since 85 when they went to the Final Four. I cannot believe it's that long. I mean, I can, but I really can't. All right, let me just give you this LeBron hit as well. So this was a couple of days ago when it first came up, I guess, with Anthony Edwards, who I love. Love Anthony Edwards. And he was asked during All-Star Weekend, Edwards was, his desire about becoming the face of the league. And he expressed a reluctance to be that one. He said, that's what Wemby's for, and pretty much, you know, took a soft pass. I mean, not for me. And then LeBron was asked about this, right? He was asked on Edwards' statement that he's not striving to become the face of the NBA. I guess Channing Frye weighed in as well. Former Nick, we know Channing, of course, but also former teammates with LeBron, their boys. And LeBron referenced something that Channing Frye said. He said, quote, Channing just said it. Why do you want to be the face of the league when all the people that cover our game and talk about our game on a day-to-day basis bleep on everybody? And then he went a little more into detail, like, you know, it's a thankless these are my words. It's a thankless proposition, you know, basically saying we're not getting shown the respect. Hey, LeBron, here's an idea, buddy. Maybe if you were a better face of the league, nobody would be talking bleep about the league. Now, it's not all your fault. I get that. The maintenance days, you know, that's a Popovich Spurs thing going back to that. The All-Star game is a complete disaster. That's on the fact that the commissioner stinks. There's a lot of things that you can't control, but there's a lot of things that you do control. That, I'll tell you what, Magic had no problem being the face of the league. Larry Bird, although he was more reluctant to get in the spotlight, Magic loved those cameras, and those cameras love Magic. But Bird thrived as one of the faces of the league. So did Michael Jordan. So did Kobe. And so did Shaq. So what's the difference? Is it us or is it you? I know that society's changed a little bit. I don't know that we've changed that much. I think the NBA's changed more than society's changed. That's just my opinion. So, I also do think that the brunt of a lot of the criticisms sometimes unfairly fall at LeBron's doorstep. But, you know, that is the responsibility that you have when you ascend to the throne that you so clearly craved all those years ago and earned and deserved based on your athletic prowess, your presence, your dynamic personality, your game, your accomplishments. Like, I don't love LeBron. I don't hate LeBron. I just don't think LeBron's what other faces of the NBA have been. He's a little less than in certain aspects. You know, and there's been other times in the NBA, you know, there was an odd transition after Michael Jordan. And, I mean, it's going to be hard to replicate that right away, let alone ever. We haven't seen another Jordan. I mean, Kobe's the closest since. And Kobe was, Kobe was a killer. I love Kobe. But once Jordan really did phase out, the league was in a weird place, you know, like Iverson. Remember that? It was just wasn't quite the same. It wasn't quite the same. And I think there's a lot of things that probably make it harder for LeBron to be the face of the league than it was for Magic. And I'll give you an example. You know, although I do think LeBron brings on a lot of these issues himself by constantly going on social media. But because you're LeBron James, it's unavoidable. You cannot operate in anonymity. Whereas Magic Johnson back, you know, Bird was just banging back 20 Budweisers and, you know, going home and sleeping it off and going to shoot 1,000 jump shots. You know, Larry Bird didn't want any part of that nonsense. He just wanted to play. But Magic definitely engaged in a lot of, you know, high-profile events, whether it's Michael Jackson, all that, the Grammys, the Oscars, the Forum Club with Buss back in the day. And, you know, but Magic, and this is where I'll defend LeBron a little bit, so I want to be fair. You know, Magic could roll in with 5 models, and I don't know what these parties were like. I know a lot of these people were doing drugs. I don't know if that was Magic's thing. I don't think Magic was in. I know Magic was into his women, and I know Magic liked to have fun. I really don't think that Magic got into the coke like a lot of his peers did in the 70s and 80s. But even if he did, you know, you can do it in the back room of the Forum, and nobody's going to know except the people that are with you. Because it's just a much more public existence. Private existence. Until you show up at the Grammys with Michael Jackson. Well, then now you're making yourself a little bit more public. Whereas LeBron just wants to go to a dinner maybe with his family, and he walks out, and there's 9 cameras in his face clicking away. I get it. It's got to be exhausting. Absolutely.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, 2 pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Exhausting. But I do think that LeBron's looking for a little pity where I and others aren't willing to give it to him. I think for a while he was a great face of the NBA. Then he kind of lost his touch. Kind of changed a little bit. And then some of our opinions changed of him. Again, I don't hate him. I don't revere him the way I did all these other names I just mentioned. The Magics, the Birds, the MJs, the Kobes, the Shaqs. Shaq's a little different in the sense that, and I love Shaq on TV. I mean, I love him, but Shaq, of all those names, Shaq's the one guy who just didn't maximize his talent, wasn't always, and he was a beast, but wasn't always in shape. So, you know, that bothers me a little bit because the truly great, great, great ones don't do that. And Shaq did, you know, in his own admission. I mean, Kobe, that's why Kobe and Shaq had some beef. I mean, other reasons too, but Kobe's out there, you know, 3 hours before practice, an hour and a half after practice. I mean, basketball is his laboratory. You know, Shaq was doing a lot of different things, and it impacted him a little bit. Wasn't always healthy, whatever. But I saw that, and I get it, but I really don't want to hear it. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan. Let me get Brad in Middletown right here on the Fan. What's up, Brad?
How you doing, guys?
Good. What's up?
Hey, listen, I'm gonna go over something about the Yankees right quick. Now, everybody's sitting there praising, you know, about Cody Bellinger, Paul Goldschmidt, Max Fried, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera, the guys they picked up during the winter month.
Yep.
But if anybody saw that thing about what Joel Sherman said when they presented that award to Pat Kelly, is that it was the youth that got the Yankees those World Series champions mixed with veterans.
Yeah.
Now, my question to you. Now, I know you're going to have a comment about it, sir, but I want to ask it anyway.
Okay.
Now, they sat there and they moved Jason Dominguez to left field, where they even saw last year he wasn't that good in left. He's a center fielder, period.
Yep.
But they go out and they're going to get Cody Bellinger. I wouldn't have done that. Why didn't they just do that? Like what Sherman said at that Pat Kelly thing. Go with your youth. They could have put Jason Dominguez in center.
Okay.
And you can go put Everton Pereira in left.
Okay.
They would move. Wait a minute. Hang on.
I'm listening. Go ahead. Volpe, finish your point.
As good as Volpe is not a great shortstop. I think he'd be a better second baseman.
Yeah, I disagree with that. But second, he's a gold glove. I don't agree with that.
All right. Put Volpe in second.
Okay.
Put Peraza at shortstop because it's proven Peraza has a stronger arm. Okay. He has a better range.
Okay.
And put Chisholm back at third base.
Okay.
And you have some veterans.
Yeah.
Around those guys, I think they could have done the job.
Yeah. I mean, that's not incredibly appealing to me when Aaron Judge's, you know, prime clock is ticking away. Yeah, you want to surround Aaron Judge with Pereira, Dominguez, and Peraza. And listen, I love Austin Wells, you know that, but he's young. You didn't mention him. Come on. I didn't read Joel's article, but I remember watching Pat Kelly. He could field. Pat, you know, good bunter, good speed, really good fielder. I like Pat, number 14. I like Pat Kelly. But the reason why the Yankees won was because, you know, they eventually had some superstars, not Pat Kelly. But they did have a roster that was accented early on, veterans with youth, which is your point. I just think we disagree on this. That's just too much, too many. Now, I saw something last night. This might be a little different. I'm on FanGraphs now. Well, let me see here. Hold on. Is this it? Hopefully this is it. Okay. Home runs they give me? Okay. Okay. So the projected numbers, because I do think we're kind of glossing over Bellinger a little bit, like, you know, Judge, pitching staff, Bellinger. And I'm happy Bellinger's here, and I think he's going to be good. But is he going to be good, or is he going to be good? I don't know. But the projected numbers on FanGraph, 23 home runs, 79 RBIs, 260 average, and a 760 OPS. I mean, he better be a whole hell of a lot better than that. That's just not acceptable. A 760 OPS with 70-something RBIs for Cody Bellinger? No. I'm not saying that that's not going to happen, but we can't have that happen. And then it just inflames other situations that might not be ready for prime time, including Dominguez and all the other things that we've talked about. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan Dove call break. You tell me, Bub, what do we got? Let's get a little break. If you want to react to the LeBron stuff, the St. John stuff, the quarterback stuff, with Stafford probably being resolved, I'm not sure which way, because there's conflicting reports, but probably resolved this weekend. We can get back to that as well. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.